Thank you for calling customer service. This is Shantaria.
Could you please spell your name for me?
Shantaria.
Thank you very much, Shantaria. I have a problem here, and that is I have been charged on my credit card by a thing called Buy Sharp Gadgets. I've been charged my credit card on the 23rd of February for $69.97. And on the 23rd of February, a Buy Sharp Nutrition, also in Nevada, $64.97. So I was hoodwinked into this because I was told I was a CVS regular customer and they would send me a gift, but this is not what I thought it was. So last month these charges were made and I was told that I would be reimbursed, but now the charges appear again this month on my Visa credit card. So I need to know what the story is there. My name is Eric Haskell, H-A-S-K-E-L-L, and my area code, my zip code is 92054.
Okay. All right, and Mr. Haskell, could you verify your shipping address for me?
5 St. Malo Beach, Oceanside, California, 92054, and I've sent what you sent me, I have sent back at least 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago.
All right, so let's see. Okay, so you say you called last month and the charges was taken off?
Well, I was told they were going to be taken off, and then here they appear again, new ones.
Okay. All right, hold for me one moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Mr. Eric. So it looks like your account hasn't been charged since the 23rd.
It was these two charges were made on the 23rd and cleared by you on the 24th.
Yes, sir. Those are the charges I'm talking about. So when you call in to cancel your account, you haven't been charged since then.
Well, but these were to be removed because I've sent you back what you sent me.
Do you have a tracking number for that?
No, I sent it by U.S. Postal Service directly to the address that you told me to send it to, but I don't have a tracking number. Those were sent the day I spoke to you, which was about 3 weeks ago.
Let's see. Well, I'm not seeing that.
I do not. They're not in my possession. They were returned to you. They were iPods for music.
Yes, sir. I do see where you had the watch in the.
And yeah, and a whatever it's called, you put a Fitbit. Yes, all returned to you.
So let's see. Okay, so what I could do, Mr. Eric, is cancel the account, and you won't be billed anymore. But unfortunately, those charges are valid.
Okay, so please cancel my account. And I'll take this up with Visa. You're running a very dishonest operation there. And I will get to the end of this. I will go through Visa, and they will be contacting you.
I understand, Mr. Eric, and it is a legit business. As a courtesy for your inconvenience, what I can offer you is a 35% discount. I meant refund.
On what? On what?
A 35% refund on the $64.99 and the $69.97.
No, I'm searching for a full refund.
Hold for me one moment. All right, Mr. Harris, I did speak with my supervisor, and she did agree on offering you a 50% refund on those charges.
All right, that would be great. I appreciate it, and I will report that to Visa. So I will look forward to a 50% refund on one charge for $69.97 and on a second charge for $64.97. And can I count on you to cancel this automatic payout to you every month? Can I count on you to do that?
Yes, sir. Your account is canceled. And let's see. I have the cancellation number. Would you like to write that down?
Thank you.
Cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 82893. E as in elephant.
Mm-hmm.
0. C as in Charlie. B as in boy. And the number 3.
All right, I've got that down. Chantaria, thank you very much for your help today.
I am. Thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a nice day.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right.